Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Wednesday Humpy Dumpy Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 3rd of June, 2015. All that best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Okay, apparently this Nintendo employee either got fired in the last 24 hours or he never really existed. Why? Well, you might remember saying yesterday about Nintendo's next console going to be running on Android. Apparently that was just a vague rumor. Speaking with the Wall Street Journal yesterday, a Nintendo spokesman denied the rumor saying that Nintendo was going the Android way, saying, no way. But Nintendo did confirm, however, that it will be developing mobile games sometime this year. Now, there's no question about it, Nintendo really does need to find some way to get those third parties back on board with them, and including Android support would have been a good way to do that. However, though, it was just a big lie. Hey, while we're on the subject of gaming, let's talk about that Amazon Fire TV as your gaming console. Now, before, it was kind of focused primarily on Android games, but the Fire TV can now do some PC gaming too. Looks like Amazon has scored an exclusive GameFly app that will stream a mix of PC titles right to your Fire TV in a subscription-based game pack starting at just $7 a month. Now, on one hand, $7 a month for PC-style gaming on the Fire TV, doesn't sound too bad. That remains to be seen how well PC gaming actually performs on the Fire TV. Not holding my breath on that one, so don't look for your dedicated consoles to be disappearing anytime soon, let alone your PC gaming machine. But hey, if a Fire TV is all you need for entertainment in your living room, not a bad move at all there, Amazon. I think Google has some fetish with contact lenses or something. I don't know. It seems like every time we're hearing about Google, it always involves a contact lens. Well, this time, it's a contact lens that will collect your iris as a fingerprint. Yes, the new patented technology will employ the contact lens as an identification device. It will cover all or part of the iris of the eye, and it will have one or more light sensors embedded in the surface of the contact lens to collect reflected light from the iris. Google giving an example about how this technology will work, saying they'll assemble an image of the iris, then they'll compare it with an iris contained in the computer memory already. If the two matches, well, voila, the door opens, or whatever else you can think of. As cool and as interesting as this concept of technology seems to be, don't know if I like the idea of something shining sensors into my eye, you know what I mean? Oh my god, I'm blind. Hey iCloud and iTunes fans, did you notice yesterday couldn't get into your Apple stuff? How does this happen so much? Yes, iTunes and iCloud experienced an outage starting at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, and this inconvenienced a lot of Apple customers all over the world. Although not everybody was actually affected by the outage. By 9:09 in the morning, the services were starting to be back up and running, and by 11 o'clock Pacific time, it seems everything was all back to normal. It's got to be said, Apple services have lately experienced a lot of outages and downtimes in recent months, including, remember that App Store and iTunes outage in early March? Yeah, that was kind of a pain in the butt. Oh, who knows what's going on there? Maybe Tim Cook has given way too many tours at the new Apple campus over there.
Oh, shoot. Tripping over cords.
So if you're a Galaxy S6 fan from Samsung, but you've been thinking, it's just not quite big enough for me. Well, you may not have to wait much longer, because the Galaxy S6 Plus, gee, I wonder where they came up with that one, is supposedly going to launch this month with upgraded specifications. According to the Italian side HD blog, they're saying Samsung can unveil the supersized flagship phone within the next few weeks. The device will allegedly be bigger than the Galaxy S6. Well, I hope so, if they're saying it's Plus. They're saying equipped with a 5.4 or 5.5-inch curved screen. They're also saying it's going to have a Snapdragon 808 processor, 16-megapixel rear camera, and a 5-megapixel front-facing camera with 32 gigabytes of storage on board. If Samsung does announce this Galaxy S6 Plus this month, we're going to have all the juicy details for you right here on the BTN News Show. And then when Apple sues them for the Plus after the phone model, yeah, we'll have all those juicy details for you too. And finally. Oh, there's so many smart things in the world now, except for people, it seems. Apparently, some parents are getting so dumb they just don't know when to change a baby's diaper. But hey, here to the rescue from Acer is a smart diaper. Yay. This thing, actually a kit that can be actually added on to a diaper, which Acer's saying cost about $50, sits inside the diaper and is able to monitor a baby's temperature plus sleeping posture, as well as detecting the presence of pee, that'd be moisture, or poo-poo, that'd be methane. All of this disgusting data, for your pleasure, will be logged via Bluetooth in the cloud on your smartphone via an app. Once it's at a given time where there's too much poop or pee in the diaper, you'll get a notification saying, yes, you know that kid that you have? It's time to go change them. So basically, when it gets down to it, this is a $50 diaper. $50 a diaper. You know how many diapers parents go through each day? The only ones lining up for this so far I can see are the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Yes. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, probably very late. Mind you, it is Thursday, so usually Thursday's editions is quite late. But we'll try our best to push you out a show for Thursday tomorrow. Until then, enjoy your hump day Wednesday. And thank you so much for listening.